This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and Nevena. Who's next, Nev?
In the studio, we are joined by one of our favourite regulars, Macca. We have freelance journalist Declan Brennan. Declan, thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Declan, you've recently published a story about the public inquiries into historical sex abuse in Victorian schools. What can you tell us about this?
So it is a very difficult topic. I understand that if anybody is listening about it. But it involves inquiries around historical sex abuse in schools relatively in the south of Victoria, but initially starting in Beaumaris Primary School, and then there's been 23 other schools that have been included in the inquiries, ranging from the sort of the late 1960s all the way to the end of the millennium. One of the main focuses has been on previously convicted paedophile Gary Mitchell,
but
it has sort of expanded to include, there's been links, I suppose, to several other people, I guess, would be there at the moment. That's, you know.
I think one of the things, Declan, is people don't necessarily understand just how widespread this is.
Well, I think there's two parts to that. The first part is the term historical, I think, connotates that these are things that happened in the past.
Yes.
Which obviously this is the inquiry is about. But I was fortunate enough actually to talk to Leanna Buchanan this week, the Child Commissioner, and she was talking about a report that came out around child abuse, and she said that people are very in the back of the mind think that this is a something that maybe was a previous iteration of society. Well, it is a very continual. I think we've seen an 18% increase this year in the report for people who've reported abuse. So that's the first part, that it's something that is widespread and continuing. And the second part is it takes on average 22 years for somebody to report abuse. We all know or have experienced people who've been victims of this, and that every single person is a victim. And that's not a negative connotation. That's just a result of people who've been had nothing. They've only tried to live their lives.
Yes.
And they've experienced horrors. And the reason that these people aren't so much aware of it, I think, is obviously that point that it takes a long time for people to come out. But a lot of things are either redacted or if it's through sort of any religious institution, they're heavily pushed from legal perspectives. We've just seen a case in the High Court this week or last week about the High Court ruling that Catholic churches will have to still pay even if the priest has admitted wrongdoing but has died. And so people aren't aware of these things, or it's pushed to the back of their mind. But I wanted just to clarify something, is that, and I think it's specific for this radio station, is that a lot of people around sexual abuse in children were connotated negatively as homosexuals.
Yes.
And pushed away that was an issue for a homosexual community. The only reason this happened is they're weird, they're, you know, and it was a really small minority of people. And so it was almost able to be ignored or able to be at least pushed to the back of their mind because, oh, that's what happens in that community. Has nothing to do with the wider set community. When we all know that is completely fictional and completely false. And one of the people who was testified or talked at these committees said it has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has everything to do with power abuse.
With power,
and a power dynamic that is incredibly skewed. And I think that has to be a really important part that we've heard, whether it is in religious institutions, whether it's in schools, people have only focused on that really negative and disgusting stereotype.
Declan, so this inquiry in particular is looking at Victorian government schools. Yeah. Why do you think it's important for the state to take ownership of that?
Well, more than anything, you are right, absolutely, state schools, more than anything, that falls, I mean, every school falls under the remit of the state education department, obviously, but state schools have it's direct, isn't it? It's funded by us as taxpayers directly to people whose children have experienced abuse. So I think that's a really important thing for us to to acknowledge and also be aware of. And I think one of the main remits of this investigation is the failings of the state education department. And so that's a big part. It isn't just the events that have taken place or the abuse that's taken place. It's the failings of that to be uncovered when it was, and for people to stay. Like, Gary Mitchell was in positions of power for a long time. He wasn't there for a year. And so there's a reason that person has stayed in power, and there's a reason that other people who committed these crimes have stayed in power. And I think the state education department in some way has to be, if not held accountable, at least be made very aware of what's happened, and hopefully things can be fixed or things can be changed.
They do have to be held accountable. And, it's, you know, the issue here is that the people that commit this abuse, a lot of people will say, oh, I didn't know. It's happening in plain sight, right? And from my experience and the experience of other victims and survivors, people look the other way when they see this sort of thing happening. They actually don't want to acknowledge what's happening. They look the other way. Whether it's the institution that looks the other way, whether it's the bureaucrats that look the other way, you know, whether it's just general members of the community, people look the other way. If you look at where these issues are raised, it's almost entirely by the people that have been abused. It is rarely, if ever, coming to the attention of the authorities because someone has observed that there's activity going on and has reported it. It's very rare. It's very rare.
I think that's a really important point, the last point you made. I mean, even in a slightly different thing, but I saw Tanya Day's family this week came out and said how difficult it is for the fact that it's victims who have to be the ones that propose to government changes and are the ones that have to push and push and push after a tragedy's happened. And you're looking at some of the most vulnerable people in society, whether it is, I'm not going to use the word victims again, but survivors of abuse from power dynamic abuse, whether that is in religious institutions, whether that's in state institutions, they are the ones who have to facilitate change more than anyone else, which is grossly unfair because you're right that people have turned the other way. And whether that's completely willfully or not is up for, it's an irrelevant point actually, but often it has just been put in the too hard basket. And it's lives that have been put in the too hard basket. And you said that people have turned the other way. People have talked about the fact that they would go back to school after, or go back to class after having an interaction with one of their teachers. And the kids would all know, and they would ask stuff. One of the lines was, did he deck you? Which is obviously pull your pants down and stuff like that. So everyone knew, but people turned the other way because and whether that is, you know, I don't think it's up to children to have to report that because, of course, it's not. Mm. But parents know. We saw with the teacher, Malika, who's been come back from Israel, same thing. People knew about this for a long time. The Catholic Church in my hometown, people, priests got moved from section to section, and people know about it. And I just want to...
It's called pass the pedophile around.
Yeah, and that is...
Parish to parish.
Yeah, and that is a particularly difficult birthday game. But there is... You look at one of the really horrifying things from the 2017 Royal Commission, sexual abuse, was that people found it who were homosexual or in any way found it incredibly difficult to come out after these experiences in what is already a very difficult societal and personal thing. They had to come out knowing that they had been abused. And a lot of people were guilt-tripped into that. Obviously, back in a previous iteration of time, but don't come out because people are going to think you're gay.
Yeah.
Don't come out because people are going to think you're a poof. With some of the lines that come out, which is just awful. And I mean, it's awful in the general, but these are people's lives, and now they haven't moved on. We see stuff that happens, whether it is, you know, alcohol dependency or drug dependency. It's a direct correlation with this. And I think it's disgusting.
We're almost out of time, Declan. So if people are interested in finding out about this inquiry, how's it being run?
Yeah, so there's some public and private hearings. If you go onto bomaris.vic, Gov, one of the, they do have timelines for private and public inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a big thing. People obviously are able to privately give information.
Yes.
So that would be your first point of call, I reckon. It's very public. It's very, in terms of the information available, it's really easy to access. So that would be where I'd go.
Declan, thank you for being on the show and handling this with such care and sensitivity. As we mentioned, if this has moved you or disturbed you, please reach out for help. Lifeline is available on 131114. Rainbow Door also available if need be. This is a difficult conversation, but these must happen in broad daylight and people must be held to account. Declan, thank you for joining us on Saturday Magazine.
Thank you for making the time.
And remember, if you are a victim, survivor, you're not alone. You are not alone. You are on Saturday Magazine. We stand with you on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.